Little Fires Everywhere, a novel by Celeste Ng. Moody was the first of the Richardsons to venture to the little house on Winslow. He had heard his mother describing their new tenants to his father.
"She's some kind of artist,"
Mrs. Richardson had said. And when Mr. Richardson asked what kind, she answered jokingly, "A struggling one?" "It's all right," she reassured her husband. "She gave me a deposit right up front." "That doesn't mean she'll pay the rent," Mr. Richardson said. But they both knew it wasn't the rent that was important. Only $300 a month for the upstairs, and they certainly didn't need it to get by. Mr. Richardson was a defense attorney, and Mrs. Richardson worked for the local paper, the Sun Press. The Winslow house was theirs free and clear. Mrs. Richardson's parents had bought it as an investment property when she was a teenager. Its rent had helped put her through Denison. Then had become a monthly booster, as her mother had put it, while she started off as a cub reporter.